And welcome to this week's episode of NFP, KVLU's feature on local nonprofit organizations. I'm Jason, and my guest on this episode is Dr. Kelly Kays. She is the founder of Beaumont Pets Alive. Well, before we start with the conversation, Kelly, thanks for being back on NFP here on KVLU.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my favorite radio station, so it's fun to be on with the nonprofit.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, we're all good. Glad to have a friend of KVLU on too. I wanted to start, since it's been a little bit since we been on the program, just talk a bit about the mission of Beaumont Pets Alive. And then I know we've got some specific things to address on this feature.
Well, Beaumont Pets Alive was started in 2018. I actually was the veterinarian for the city starting in 2016. And that's when I saw the huge need to change the way the city of Beaumont was handling their municipal shelter. So I got in there and I got it healthy. And then I started trying to figure out how to save the animals. And so in 2018, I figured out the way to do it was start a nonprofit so we could have another rescue to help pull the animals out. Because that's the real answer, is get them out of the shelter quickly, because there's such a huge number, and then get them to other places. We've delivered them as far as Oregon and Washington State and Massachusetts and places everywhere in between. So 2018 is the formal start of Beaumont Pets Alive. Okay. And I'm pleased to say that as of the last month of 2018, Beaumont was a no-kill city for the 1 month of December. And then it formally became fully no-kill all year, I think by 2020.
I wanted to talk to you about some upcoming things that y'all have going on that are going to help with the organization.
Yeah, I want to touch, though, on, we have an expanded mission. I ended up moving Beaumont Pets Alive out to my farm, which is in Winnie, right on the interstate. Because we got Beaumont to be no-kill, we've expanded and we try to work with the whole area of Southeast Texas.
Oh.
We currently are working really hard with the city of Orange.
Okay.
And we received a grant to help the city of Orange this year. And we've started helping them last year by buying vaccines and dewormer and things to get their population healthy, because that's the path. Get the population inside healthy so other rescues will come pull the animals out.
I remember at a point in time, like, doing some research for something else and finding out that in communities, sometimes there's not many of these organizations in areas and people don't know what to do. They find an animal, they can't take it in themselves, perhaps, you know, and they're like, well, what organization can I bring it to? Where in my community? And that's really great that Southeast Texas has an organization like this where people can find y'all and they can have a place to do this and not just be, you know, kind of with their hands up. What do I do?
It is frustrating, and there's still way too many. So one of the things Beaumont Pets Alive did is we applied for the state, you know, your car license plate every year when you renew, you have an option to pay a little bit extra to do the animal friendly license plate.
Oh, yeah.
And by paying that extra, that's a program that the state has to spay and neuter for the public. And we were awarded a grant this year to spay and neuter for the public. I mean, it's limited, but the people that listen to this, if they have a dire need to get an animal spayed or neutered, they can contact BeaumontPetsAlive.org and, you know, explain their need, and we can try to get them fitted on the grant to spay or neuter that pet. But that's a statewide program that if you renew your license and click on that, you're going to help that program.
Wow, that's some good information to get out there. The y'all have any upcoming events or objectives that you?
So February 13th at Rayo Bakeries on Dowlin, 440 Dowlin Road, we're going to have they have a room on the right. And so we're going to be in there, and we're going to have lots of neat things, pet supplies and things that people can get. But also, by prepaying for the event, it's $25. You get to get a cupcake for you. You get to get a bag of Rayo's dog treats, and you get to get the drink of your choice, whether it be coffee or orange juice or tea. And come and support Rayo's, supporting Beaumont Pets Alive. We are planning to have on St. Patty's Day, The new restaurant, the Grill on Calder, that's a
Yeah.
Sunday, St. Patty's Day, March 17th. And we're going to have a buffet, or a, we haven't decided the final menu yet, a Sunday brunch on the patio. And the owners even said we might be able to bring our own pets to that brunch. And
Nice.
so that's going to be a fundraiser plus a fun day at the Grill on Calder, which is at 6680 Calder Drive. So we also keep, as far as fundraisers, we keep pet supply. We have had a lot of them donated, new ones, collars, leashes, coats, all kinds of beds, all kinds of stuff. And we keep them all the time in Winnie at our shelter location. And people are welcome to come there anytime. That's 46718 Interstate 10 East in Winnie, Texas. We keep the dogs at the Winnie location. And then we do go to events different places. Some of the Tractor Supplies around town, the PetSmarts. But we love for people to come out and visit us.
Oh,
It's my
that's
farm, so you also see peacocks and chickens and horses and everything else while you come to pick out a dog.
that's a definitely added incentive right there to see some other exotic animals there. The and thank you for doing this, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Well, we really thank you so much. We've saved 4,128 dogs and cats since we started in 2018. So I'm pretty proud of that number. That's 4,128 lives saved. So
As should be, as should be. Thank you for being on the program. It's great to have y'all back.
thank you.
And thanks again to my guest, Dr. Kelly Kayes, founder of Beaumont Pets Alive. For more information, visit beaumontpetsalive.org. You can find NFP as a podcast on the major podcast platforms. And you can also, of course, tune in each Thursday morning at 7:50 right here on 91.3 FM KVLU Beaumont.